From the KBAA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Levy. Thousands of people from across the country converged on Columbia this past weekend for the True False Film Fest. While much of the attention was focused on the documentaries being screened, the parties, full of good food and alcohol, were also a core element of the weekend's festivities. There was one man in charge of making sure all of those thousands of festgoers were never left with an empty cup. Mark Alexio is the True False Booze Admiral, leading a small but hardworking team of volunteers that kept the alcohol flowing all weekend long. I spent a few hours with the Admiral on Friday afternoon for a look at life behind the scenes at True False.
So I need to go. Hey, Dan, Limeberry's in the Missouri Theater, starting to restock all the wine at the bars.
I meet up with Alexio outside Tonic on 9th Street. It's not even 2 in the afternoon, and Alexio and his team have already been working for hours. But before we go any further, I have to ask him about his unique title.
They bestowed it on me because I have all the booze that I transport. It being of the liquid variety, they gave me a nautical title. So this is Joe from 360. They're our new sponsor.
And with that, it's back to work. Alexio is going to make a run to their top secret storage space, and I convince him to let me tag along. 10 minutes later, we pull up to the secret location.
So what's so ideal about this is it's in an outdoor storage area, and so the weather at night has been perfect for keeping all of our whites cold. So, welcome to Booze Central.
We're inside a small garage, and the floor is covered with cases of wine stacked 2, 3, 4 high. Alexio consults his list and uses a dolly to move more than a dozen cases from the garage to the vans.
First year I did it, the guy that turned it over to me, I asked him what to expect, you know, how much work is this and that, and he said, oh, just plan on not sleeping. And I was like, oh man, I've been doing this for years, I can figure this out. And sure enough, the first year I did the booze, I think I got maybe 6 hours of sleep the entire from Thursday to Sunday, you know.
Alexio says he's practically glued to his phone all weekend, answering calls from vendors, volunteers, and others, almost on cue.
Hey, Limeberry.
He does one last check to make sure he's got everything he needs and takes his last load out to the van. We get back in the van and head back towards Missouri Theater. Alexio says this is his 12th year with the festival and his 4th as the booze admiral. He was in charge of preparing all the passes for the fest when the previous admiral stepped down.
I'd like get involved, and so they asked me if it was something I'd want to do, and I jumped on it because I just like this kind of, you know, this. It's an adventure. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time, but, you know, you kind of just sit back and watch it all play out. And it feels good that whatever part you're playing.
Alexio spends a lot of our time together deflecting attention away from him and onto the volunteers he oversees on the booze team.
So I select all the people on the team. So I feel really comfortable with them, and most of them know each other. So we're a pretty cohesive group. And so that it's a really great team to be on. So
I leave Alexio and his team for a few hours before coming back to the Missouri Theater just ahead of the Reality Bites food and drink event at 5:30.
It's about 5 minutes the doors, and so it's a little
Alexio makes his final rounds to all of his bars spread across 3 floors, delivering napkins, bar towels, and making sure everyone has everything they need for the event.
This is the March parade going on out here. This is always a good time.
Alexio permits himself a moment to watch the March wrapping up on the street down below.
This is the time when I wish I wasn't working for the booze, because a few years ago I got you get to march in it and stuff, and there's some great costumes, great music, and it's certainly worth the time. So,
but Alexio's got a party inside to run.
All right, so now back to work.
For KBAA News, I'm Ryan Levy.